This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, today live and on location at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in beautiful Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck Events Center, they do a great job. Texture here says to tell our guest, the Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, member of Donald Trump's cabinet here with us today, and we're awaiting Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Tell Ryan, first name basis with you, Mr. Secretary, the texter says. Hi from Dennis Zinke.
Dennis Zinke, cousin, good North Dakotan.
Yeah, says they're starting a new party in Arizona from Dennis's friend, Ron. So you got somebody that knows somebody. So that's a cousin, you say?
Yep, and Zinkes were from Lincoln and McCluskey. And there's a lot of Zinkes in that are my cousins and family in North Dakota.
Pretty ding me. Congressman Cramer will join us in a moment. Is this everything you hoped it would be? I mean, you obviously left a post in Congress. You were thought to be the shoo-in to be a senator from Montana, and you duty called. President Trump calls you, says, be my Secretary of Interior.
Well, people ask me what was easier, being a SEAL Team 6 commander or a Secretary of Interior. And quite frankly, I think being a SEAL was easier because when people shot at you as a SEAL, you could shoot back. Yeah. As Interior, it is fake news, it's just people want to drive an agenda. Facts and truth doesn't seem to matter anymore for a lot of it. But, I prescribe to, charge up the hill. It is better to charge up a hill under fire than coward in a foxhole. And do right, fear no man. The president is, again, delightful to work for. And his executive orders, really are the guide. When he says be energy dominant, it's easy for me. I look at the resources that Interior has available. I make sure we do it in a responsible, accountable way. But we're moving forward on energy dominance. Again, 10.6 million barrels a day. First time in 60 years we're exporting liquid natural gas. We need to catch up on infrastructure. And we're all the above. We're wind, solar. As long as made in America, North America, it is better for this country. So we're moving forward on that. On tax cuts, who doesn't want a tax cut? We have too much government. The president is soon to release the reorganization EO for all the cabinet members to look at how we do government business. And look at ways to think out of the box, reorganize to empower the front line to make decisions and get the power out of Washington and be accountable to the people.
Let's see here. Texter says, we need more people like Secretary Zinke in government. Fantastic speech this morning. So you got lots of fans here in the great state of North Dakota. And Pete in Antler has a question. Congressman Cramer, we're waiting for him, but we'll get going on the questions that are already coming in. 258-0550 locally. And you can text me at 367-2054. Congressman Cramer is on. Live from Washington, D.C. First, we have Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and we have Secretary Ryan Zinke.
Hey, great to have you there, be on your show, Kevin. You're a great friend and a great representative of the great state of North Dakota. Good to be with you today.
It's good to be with you. I wish I was with you in North Dakota as opposed to in Washington, but as you know, this is the week of the National Defense Authorization Act. We've got several hundred amendments that we're working through the next couple of days before final passage. So that's important stuff, too.
I know you work hard there. We were friends and kind of seatmates, representing the adjacent states, congressmen at large representing the entirety of the state. And I know how difficult it is to stay in D.C. But I want to tell you, North Dakota's beautiful weather yesterday. Went on a horse ride in Theodore Roosevelt Park, and I'm meeting a lot of great people.
I'm going to tell my first Montanan joke. Secretary Zinke thought North Dakota was flat. Kevin, just so you know, until he hit the, didn't you say flat or kind of flat? Maybe
I thought it was flat as a pancake.
Yeah. Now what do you think?
You know, I am reassessing North Dakota. I got to tell you, the Theodore Roosevelt Park in that area is drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I was reminded, went on a horseback ride with the two Roosevelts, the fourth and Simon. And from there it came, the American conservation ethic. That's where it all began. But drop dead gorgeous. And I have reassessed my view on North Dakota. Now it's, I always said, North Dakota, it's all about the people. And now it's North Dakota about the people and the places.
Yeah, that's great. And I really do wish I was with you. I'd love to have gone on the horseback ride with you. I'd love to be with you later today, of course, and as you get to the Prairie Pothole area. And then someday when you come back, we'll go to Fargo and we'll go to a Bison football game. Maybe when maybe if we get lucky, they'll be playing the Grizzlies or something, and we can have a good-natured bet.
Only if there's a UND hockey game the same weekend, so you can go to both spots.
Well, also, on your prompting, I'm going to go up in McCluskey, that ditch up there, and look at how to transfer the water between those basins. But I appreciate your prompting to go up there, and we're gonna figure this out, because it's important. As you know, water in North Dakota, big deal, and the government made a promise, and we should keep that promise.
Let's get Pete in here from Antler, who has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Thank you, Secretary Ryan Zinke and Congressman Kramer. 600,000 acres of wildlife easements that were signed up and bought back in the 60s and 70s, 99-year easements. They're crippling our way to farm. You know, the effects could be 2 to 4 times more than that 600 acres. I just wonder if there's any way, and I know Congressman Kramer's been working with a group to try to get these bought back. I just wonder if we could get some help from you. My question is, you know, you said charge up the hill. To sit back and do nothing, I would really like to be able to get this thing done, you know, with this administration we have, to get it back in our hands so we can, you know, we're paying taxes on this land to farm it the way we want to farm it. I've actually had a neighbor that's opted out of the farm program and tiled his whole farm. And really, he did it for the future of his farm and the future of his kids, you know, to get the land so he can take care of it the way he wants. So I just wonder if you had a response to that, Secretary.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that issue. I'll certainly look at it. You know, up front, kid from Montana, property rights is important to me. You know, and farming is honorable work. It's difficult to be a farmer, really difficult to be a rancher. Well, I'll look at it. Sorry to say, I'm not familiar with the issue, but with Kramer, we'll talk about it, and I'm sure we'll work with it.
Cut off, on July 10th, we have our Bottineau County Farm Bureau membership and summer picnic. I'd love to have you come up there. Scott's been up there before. We've had our lieutenant governor. It's election year. I hope it's soon, Senator Kramer. And if you guys could team up and come up, I know we could get the.
I can vouch for Pete. It's heaven on earth.
I was just in Bottineau last weekend, Pete. In fact, I just talked to the secretary. In fact, I left a meeting with Secretary Perdue, our agriculture secretary, to come and be on the radio with Secretary Zinke, and we talked about NRCS and wetlands issues, and particularly my my language I got into the farm bill relating to minimal effects. However, with regard to the Fish and Wildlife Service issue, I've been working closely with Secretary Zinke's chief wildlife people on your issue specifically, and we haven't brought the secretary up to speed on it all yet because we're hoping that we can work through some things. What's at stake here is that these are very old easements, as he mentioned. They're basically perpetual. They were in many cases extorted, but probably the biggest violation is that there's a lack of clear delineation of what the wetland was, or what the easement was supposed to be. Poor mapping, of course, but then they just keep growing and growing into the farmer's land while the Fish and Wildlife Service continues to enforce the easement as though it's wherever the water is as opposed to where the lines were originally drawn. And there's lots of issues that surround it that I think are fixable, and I think there's some mitigation things that can be done to preserve the conservation value of it without, you know, continuing to hurt farming and the farmer.
Well, and North Dakota is, you know, a little unique in its relationship with the government and, of course, the grasslands. And during the dirty 30s, you know, with the government coming in and buying the land and then leasing it, there's I think, an underlying distrust of the government, certainly on leasing those type of conservation ethics or easements. So I think it's well-founded, but be glad to work with you on it.
Here's a text. Hi to Ryan Zinke from Steve Zinke in Mandan. So you were right. There's a few Zinkes around there. Good luck to you and wish the best for you.
Hey, Steve.
We'll leave you. You want to give him a shout-out?
Hey, Steve. Glad you're listening.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Really enjoyed it. We'll have you back.
Great to be here.
In Antler or anywhere. More with Congressman Kramer. Full bank of calls. We'll get to you next. Don't go away.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Basic Petroleum Conference, our home today for What's on Your Mind. Bismarck Event Center. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here taking your calls for the rest of the hour. So if you have a question or comment, you call us at 800 228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text myself, 701-367-2054. Or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503 if you do have any questions or comments, and we'll get to you. Okay? I promise. That'll happen right here today on the program. And we're brought to you in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And every Wednesday, I get the great pleasure of telling you about another set of wheels, and I never cease to amaze myself about, you know, what a great deal they have there, what a great ride they have. And guess what? No exception this time. Crimson red, love that color, 2016 Chevy Equinox. Chrome wheels, remote start, backup camera, all the features loaded up. I can't even believe it. This might be a new record. Less than 7,000 miles on this one. All-wheel drive, very special deal on this. Now, this brand new vehicle costs about $33,000. It's on the lot now at $22,000. So less than $10,000 off when it would be new. And today, you tell them Scott sent you, $21,895. Sharp midsize SUV, easy in and out. Retirees love the model. He sit up high, drives great in all weather conditions. Hop online, check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom. Better yet, great bunch of folks there, 721 West Main in the Valley City. Or, of course, online, as I said, at PucklichValleyCity.com. You drive, we'll ride with you. Online, too, at Pucklich.com, their Bismarck store. They are North Dakota's home for Chevy. So back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Boatload of calls here I want to quickly get to, but you mentioned you were with Secretary Perdue moments ago, the Secretary of Agriculture. You're just with another Trump cabinet member, Secretary Zinke, here. How did the conversation go on ag with our fine ag secretary?
Well, yeah, he's absolutely marvelous, as is Ryan. I mean, you're talking about a couple of regular guys, you know, that highly accomplished. I guess you shouldn't call anybody that's been a governor and a secretary a regular or a guy that's, you know, been the commander of SEAL Team 6, but or SEAL Team commander, but in terms of just their personalities, they're an awful lot like North Dakotans. But we talked specifically about swamp buster provisions and wetland mitigation and some of the things that I've been able to put into the farm bill that we will eventually pass, and as well as just sort of the rules as they exist and how we can do a better job of respecting the rights of the farmer, as well as, you know, benefiting the growth of growing of food in this country and in this world, while at the same time being sensitive to conservation. I think we can do all of those things. It's just that for so many years we haven't. We've been focused on one half of the formula for landowners, and that's been more aimed at, in many cases, ducks than it has been at people. And I think we found a nice balance in the farm bill. So that's what the secretary wanted to talk about. We were able to visit with him about it, and then talk about how how the rules could be promulgated and whatnot going forward once the bill passes.
I realize that no Democrats voted for it. By the way, Congressman Colin Peterson told Chris Berg on Point of View last night that this is not political. Now I love Colin, but I don't know how he says that without a straight face when you have every Democrat voting no on this. It seems to me they're obviously not interested in a Republican victory or the president signing a farm bill, so you're up against that. But obviously Republicans own part of this as well because of the Freedom Caucus and what's happened there. How will this movie end?
Well, it's a good question. I think the way the movie ends, at least the path forward for now, as you know, we set a new reconsideration date for June 22nd. So that means that the reconsideration of the farm bill has to happen sometime before then. To the hostage, if you will, the farm bill is the hostage that the Freedom Caucus has taken. But the demand is a vote on the Goodlatte-McCall bill, which I am a co-sponsor of, by the way, an original co-sponsor. Might have been the first co-sponsor. I was on it very quickly. It's a very good immigration bill that eliminates or gets rid of chain migration and gets rid of lottery visas. It incorporates a merit-based immigration policy. It provides funding for the wall, and it provides legal status for an extended for a 3-year extension and the renewals after that for DACA. So there's something in it for everybody. And the problem is we've just never been able to get enough votes or get enough people together to get to a majority on that bill. The Freedom Caucus wants to vote on that bill whether it passes or doesn't pass. I prefer doing it when we can pass it, but so the plan is to bring that bill up, pass it or kill it, whichever the outcome is, and then the Freedom Caucus has agreed to release their no votes for yes votes on the farm bill. And I think it's great if that's what's going to happen. I'm a little bit leery of the strategy because they said that they were going to vote for it last week and too many of them chose not to and killed the bill. So when you're willing to, once you demonstrate you're willing to shoot a hostage, the hostages become all the more precious. And that, so I'm a little leery of the strategy, but hopeful that that or some other strategy will work out before the 22nd of June. So we got about 3 weeks to work it, and I'd love nothing more than to pass Goodlatte McCall, build the wall, and straighten out our legal immigration system, and pass a good farm bill. So I'm confident we'll pass a good farm bill one way or the other.
All right, let's get to the phones, and Kirsten in Mandan, you're first. Go ahead for Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Congressman. I'm Kirsten in Mandan. I was calling because your family has made hundreds of thousands of dollars off your campaign. I was wondering if you were planning on paying that back towards your supporters.
Are you one of my supporters that wants their money back because I hired people who I'm related to do work on the campaigns over the last 6 years?
Not me personally, sir.
Okay. So I've had no supporters ask me for their money back, nor, by the way, have I – well, I'm not going to obviously apologize for it because they like the bargain they get from the people that work for me. I've been running for office now, though, since 1996. My wife, Chris, has been my campaign manager in every successful campaign that I've run. She's undefeated as a campaign manager, and I paid her a very low $2,000 per month to do that. The going rate, by the way, is $6,000 a month for a house campaign manager. It's about $10,000, or I'm sorry, a year. $10,000. I'm sorry, $6,000 a month. About $10,000 a month for a U.S. Senate campaign manager. So I got a good bargain out of her. She's undefeated. She's now a volunteer, full-time volunteer on the campaign. So no, I certainly wouldn't want to do that. My supporters would be very disappointed, I suspect, if I started saying that. I couldn't hire, for example, daughter.
Am I correct that Democrats in North Dakota have done this? You didn't invent the idea of being able to hire
No, Democratic statewide candidates in North Dakota. In fact, Heidi Heitkamp hired her sisters to work on her campaign, and I think it's fine. I think it's great. If you've got family people who are talented and can offer something, I think, why wouldn't you hire your family first? That's what you do in any small business, is particularly when they work inexpensively and provide a good quality product for you.
Yeah.
So as Colin Peterson's son has been his campaign accountant for years and has earned, frankly, more money than my family.
Yeah. Ken Conrad's wife?
Ken Conrad's wife was very, very high-paid campaign manager, as a matter of fact. That's exactly right. She worked for two United States senators at the same time.
I don't know. I think it's a talking point that's going around, but I think facts are important on that, no question about it. But appreciate the call, Kristen. Might as well ask you to hear it. More coming up, and your questions answered after this.
This is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides? It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Already giving away a couple of my pillows. It's so fun. We got to record the next time this happens. So when they come by and say, "What's the catch on getting the free my pillow?" We're going to say the catch is you go deep. We're going to throw you the my pillow. If you catch it, you own it. And then just know you're going to go viral. We got to warn them they're going to go viral. We're going to put them on. We're going to put them on television. If you just can't deal with all the hassle of having to come find us and win one, you just want one. It's easy. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Same pillow Todd and I sleep on. Best sleep of your life. Most important thing to your health is what? Your sleep. Remember that. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Okay? You got that. Get one. Or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right. We go next to Minot. Why not Minot? And Jim for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning,
hi, Jim.
Congressman.
Always a pleasure. Jim.
I can't say I'm disappointed. I didn't get to talk to Secretary Zinke. Heck, we get to talk to you any time.
Well, Ryan's a pretty special guy. There's no question.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm more than 98% just a Navy SEAL commander. I hold in high regards because I tried to become a Navy SEAL, and I'm one of the 98% of the people that try that failed. Unfortunately for me, in retrospect, I was about a year away from mental maturity, you know, at 18 years old. But having said that, I was hoping to get him online and to ask him a question about, and maybe it's a great something for you to put in his ear. I'm sure you already have, but as far as payments from costs incurred from DAPL with the BLM. I was just wondering, what are their intentions to pay? What have they paid? What do they intend to pay? And also, I'd just like to say to listeners, I'm very pleased to say that the scar that was left is almost non-existent anymore. And to all the people that did a great part and a great, great job of cleaning up that environmental disaster. And maybe you could respond on that this morning, Kevin. And have you had, last time I seen you, we were having that pancake with your family downtown.
Yep, that's exactly right. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I have to admit, I'm not
I'm not up to the speed on the latest on all of that. Great, glad to hear the latest report, the good report, but I'm not. But we certainly will track that down because there's some very specific statistics that would help answer the question. So if we can get it done before the show, we'll try to put it out there. Otherwise, we'll put it in some sort of social media or be prepared for next week to answer.
Well, who's, by my account, the Army Corps of Engineers is the responsible party.
Right.
Because they're the ones that sort of disregarded their own rules and allowed this encampment, and then it kept growing and growing and growing, and then it was out of control and required all this law enforcement.
Right.
But when you sue the federal government, do you go specific to that agency, or you just...
It's a good question. Yes, I think you do. I think you go directly to the agency that you believe has harmed you in the case of whether it's a state or county or whatever the case may be. And I have to, again, as hot as the topic was for so long, it's it's no longer a day-to-day thing, so I haven't stayed day-to-day on top of the status of it, but we'll look it up because we've done some things specifically in some legislation that has helped, and we've seen some incremental move toward payment, but I don't know what is considered a balance at this point or what's been paid out.
I also know that there is a state effort about to be filed, and it's very soon. I don't know why it takes as long as it does, but Wayne Stengem, every time he sees me, says, "We haven't forgotten. We're doing this. We're going to do it." But they are literally gathering every possible expense, and that takes some some forensic work.
Yeah, it's that's the way to put it. It's forensic work, and it's better to get it right than to do it quickly, particularly when you're doing this type of a lawsuit where there's the rules might be even a slightly different than a traditional civil case, for example. So it just requires, as discussed, a lot of and you don't want to, by the way, you don't want to leave anything out because you want to maximize your opportunity for success. You don't want to blow it because you can blow it on a technicality if you don't gather the evidence right or get the right evidence or whatever it might be. So yeah, taking your time and doing it right is better than doing it quickly, although we all get a little bit impatient, but we'll follow up. We'll get a full report on that and reporting on that, Scott, for a future show. That'd be good.
We'll do for an update on it as well, and don't forget that Kelsey Warren and the team at Energy Transfer Partners are investing in a lawsuit against Greenpeace and all the Sierra and all the radical environmental groups that were up here funding all of this as well. So there will be a civil lawsuit as well. So we'll get to the bottom of it. I wish I could say I'm over it, Jim. I'm not over it because of the absolute deceit and fraud that went in through that whole thing. And it's happening in other places, and I think if we can ultimately say there will be a price to pay, Corps of Engineers, you can't do this. And by the way, Greenpeace and Sierra, you don't just come in without any penalty and write checks and have people do your dirty work out front with their quote-unquote grassroots protest. We'll stop others from happening as well. That's got to happen first.
Does the Army Corps of Engineers fall under the Secretary of Interior?
No.
That's the Pentagon, isn't it?
Here's the weird thing. It's under the Pentagon. It's something that right now we're looking at, and I think there might even be an amendment. I don't know if it's been made in order or what the status of it is, but on the Defense Authorization Act, which I mentioned earlier, we're voting on this week. But there's been a lot of discussion about removing the Corps of Engineers from the Pentagon. It's really been a clumsy relationship. When it comes to the construction of national defense infrastructure, it's one thing. But this building dams and having control over the easements and the right of way, and then it's been a very clumsy relationship. The Army is not made to build infrastructure or to manage rivers. It's made for fighting wars, and so that probably belongs under the Department of the Interior.
Appreciate your call, Jim. Well, thank you for that very much. 800-228-0550. John, West Fargo. Let's go to you next. On I guess we got to do this, then do that. Why am I not able to say goodbye to Jim? Manny, you push the buttons better than I do, so you want to...
So, Scott, how about a report on the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference? I mean, I feel bad not being there. I feel like I'm missing out on something.
Well, there's just so much going on. It's pretty amazing. I mean, Harold Hamm just really talked about where the Bakken is right now, the expense side and the change. I mean, really, here's the mine bore: 191 rigs at the peak, doing the same amount of production 60 rigs are doing today.
Isn't that something? See, that's the
that's what, frankly, that's what the drop in price helped facilitate, is, you know, the finding of more efficiencies, and even though that was already beginning to happen because of the technological advancements and whatnot. But boy, the story gets better and better the more efficient and productive the same footprint becomes, and that's the beauty of technology.
Let me give you another one, and then we'll get back to these calls here.
Sure.
Sorry for my fat fingers. I'm trying to change lines. This was a line by Secretary Zinke. Drilling is economically, environmentally, and morally the right thing to do.
Well, and, I love that.
And he walked through, I mean, talking about, look, if we don't do it here, it's going to be done in other places. You're going to harm the earth way worse than you do how we do it here, right? So for the environmentalists, environmentally, it's the right thing to do it here. Economically, look, we need jobs. We need livelihoods. And morally, talking about, you know, don't want to fight wars. He's a Navy SEAL. Beautiful message. Absolutely fantastic, beautiful. It really was. So I'm sure that doesn't surprise you.
And that does not at all. And the thing that Ryan talks about so often when I'm with him, and I, pretty much every time I'm with him, is, of course, just the revenue picture from the federal government, how much revenue the government used to take in on behalf of its taxpayers, which, of course, is relief for the taxpayer when we were doing a lot more drilling and recovery of resources on under federal ownership. And, you know, things have gone from like $20 billion to $2 billion or something like that a year. He's got those numbers down pat. But we're really missing tremendous opportunity on behalf of the taxpayers by shutting off these federal assets.
All right, I didn't get to explore them to the degree I wanted to, was how we use federal lands responsibly. He talked about it, but just not as much as I'd like. And obviously, you've heard this argument before as well. I mean, really, federal lands, done like we develop federal lands here in North Dakota, ultimately can eliminate our federal debt. I mean, I think we need to present that case to the American people. Here, the federal debt will be gone. We will need to do this. Develop these lands. Here's what that looks like. And by the way, compare that to what it looks like overseas. So if you're worried about the earth, it doesn't matter where this happens. If we do it right here, better that than letting them do it overseas. Don't you think connecting it to the federal debt would be a big win?
I would go, yes, I do, Scott, but I think I'd even go further. So when you start talking about the trillions, and I mean trillions with a T, dollars worth of natural resources that are owned by the taxpayers of this country that are in responsible places, that is to say places where they can be responsibly and environmentally as well as economically mined, you are talking about not only helping eliminate the debt, but how about fund infrastructure? When you're talking about you know, more efficient vehicles, more electric vehicles, whatever the case might be, the source of revenue to build out our highway system, to maintain a more robust highway and bridge system, and to make it safer, and that's very, very expensive, and it's going to require a lot more revenue than you can generate at today's, you know, gas and fuel sales volumes and rates. But rather than adding a tax for, you know, adding a tax at the pump, how about we just, you know, become a little more proactive about the resources that the federal government and the federal taxpayers already own that are directly related to motor fuels. And that's why I just think that the opportunity to fund our priorities as well as eliminate our debt rests right underneath federal grounds.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go rapid fire now. John West Fargo, sorry, we got that glitch figured out. You're ready to go. Take it away on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thank you, Congressman.
Thanks, Tim.
I've always appreciated your accessibility to the public, your knowledge on the issues, your upfront on the issues. Some years ago, I was in media. I recorded commercials. Your opponent's commercial is just annoying. And don't do anything like that. We know who you are.
Yeah.
We already trust you.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little idea who's going to produce your commercials and what type of commercials you have in mind of doing?
Sure, yeah. Thanks for the question, John, and for the memories. You know, I have a firm that's done all of my media since the first time I ran for office. In fact, they go all the way back to when I was state party chairman in the 1992 election cycle, and that's Wilson Grand, Paul Wilson. I met Paul because he did the governor's race in South Dakota. And so Paul, and that was George Mickelson's race, by the way, in case people remember that far back.
Oh, I go back to Janklow, trust me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he was Mickelson's guy, and he became our guy. He does Ed Schaefer's. He did all of his ads, and he does a number of other North Dakota's ads. So he's been my media producer.
Now you have to hold everybody in suspense and tell us what's going to be in those ads when we come back.
Yeah, right.
Then a lightning round with the callers waiting. So stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Soybeans up again. Wait a minute. I thought the price of soybeans was plummeting because of the negotiations going on in trade deals. So that's big news there. All right, so quickly on your ads, and then we're going to go rapid fire to all these calls. Everybody will get literally 20 seconds, and I have to put you on hold. So get your best 20-second question ready for Congressman Kramer. He'll give us his best 20-second answer, and then we'll get as many of you as possible. Before the break, somebody said, what will be in your ads?
So I'm going to talk about what I've done in the last 5.5 years as North Dakota's congressman and how I'll translate that into the United States Senate. Because at this point, I think he makes a very good point. We already know who you are. I don't have to tell people I'm a Trump supporter. I don't have to convince people I'm a Republican. My political party affiliation is something that I'm pleased with. I don't have to tell them I'm not, you know, that I'm something other than I am. I'm just going to be who I am and tell people what I am, what I've done, and it's all a matter of the public record. So that's what I'm going to focus on in all of my ads.
All right, and I'm going to just tag this one on because it's similar. How are you doing in the polls, asks Maria.
Well, you can tell Maria the polls are all fine. The only one that matters is the one on election day, of course, the old adage. But, no, I feel very good about where we are in the race. Yeah, you know, it's trending in the right direction.
What did I just see on the generic polling? Just an unbelievable turnaround. And generic polling meaning, you know, you don't name what's a generic ballot?
Generic ballot. So this is something that there's a number of entities. CBS does it. Reuters does it. I think NBC does. And they're kind of in that season now where they do generic polls. And what that means is they call the country. You know, usually it's 1,500, 2,000 people. Survey them, ask, you know, if the election were held today, would you be more likely to vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? In one of the polls, the turnaround has gone from, at the beginning of this year, plus 16 for Democrats to now a plus 3 for Republicans. In the Reuters poll, it's gone from it was actually plus 10 Democrats at the end of April. So just in the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, it's gone to plus like 2 for the Republicans. There's another one that went from plus 12 Democrat to plus 1 Republican. So they're all in that. They've all flipped considerably. And I think that's a product of a number of things. I think part of it is that the economy continues to do well. The hysteria over the president's actions, he hasn't stuck because, of course, we're seeing the benefits, the results of an economy. In fact, one of the polls, I think it was Reuters or one of them anyway, that showed Republicans now leading in the generic congressional ballot, which, by the way, I don't even think we were last election cycle, but now we are. That in that one, it's like 68% of Americans or something like that, mid-60s, think the country's going in the right direction. 68% think that there's never been a better time to get a good job. I mean, that level of optimism, Scott, this is why when your campaign is to try and convince people that life sucks while you're looking at your life going, boy, mine's really good, or, you know, the economy is really, really bad and you're getting a pay increase because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or you know, business is going to go down when you're looking at rollback of regulations and businesses are increasing, and you're going, I don't think they're right about that. You know, you can only convince people that they're miserable when they're happy so long.
Lightning round, 20-second questions, 20-second answers. Rick Williston, go.
Yes, sir. I'm a veteran out here in Williston, sir, and I just wanted to thank you for all the hard work you're doing and appreciate what you're doing, sir. And my issue is I've been unemployed now for 5 months out here. Nobody's hiring me. I've had people tell me that veterans aren't entitled, you know, that being downrange doesn't matter. Blah, 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 all that, and yep. I'm very frustrated.
I've got a very good background.
No reason why I'm not getting hired, but it's just a bunch of red tape and, you know.
All right, any advice for Rick?
First thing I'd say is I'd like to get Rick's contact information and so we can talk further about it. Second of all, he's right. They're not entitled. They've earned whatever it is they get as veterans. Nobody has to apologize for that. Thirdly, my observation has been that veterans bring with them the skill sets, the experience, and more important than anything, they bring an attitude to a job that you cannot teach anywhere other than probably our military. So we've passed a number of pieces of legislation to actually benefit veterans in terms of hiring. So I want to get to know Rick a little bit better and follow up on his specific situation to see if there's something in the bureaucracy we need to do.
Manny, if you could grab his information. I know Job Service, when they do job fairs, do veteran preference hours.
Yes.
Where only veterans come in. So there are some good things going on, but we'll get you connected up. Clay in Arena, question, 20 seconds for a question, 20 seconds for an answer.
Yeah, I never got my question in last week. Brad Dickinson and Ryan Limbaugh called me on a conference call, and told me that I could transfer to Grant County.
I remember.
And then a week later.
Week later what, Clay?
I lost.
They told me I could transfer to Grant County.
Yeah, I got you, but I heard we lost you after a week later.
Oh, a week later they told me I couldn't because they knew we were going to transfer, a bunch of people would transfer. They told Hovind's office, they told my bookkeeper, but they won't let us transfer. And why would they put somebody like her in that position, Melody Heath? She don't even know a cow from a bull in farming. She don't know anything about any of it.
So your question for Congressman Kramer would be what?
So here's what I need to do. As I understand, I don't know the answer. I'm going to find out the answer why they wouldn't let you transfer. I will tell you, we've gotten more favorable reports lately from people dealing with that office. But let me follow up on that. I'll call Brad today and say, hey, what's the issue of people not being able to transfer? Now, all of that said, by the way, even if we straighten this out and you're able to transfer to Grant County, we still have to fix the underlying problem because we can't have everybody in Morton County going to another county and then not having work in Morton. We need to fix Morton County.
Bruce and Bismarck, we're not going to get you in here. Same with August and Pelican Lake. Call early in the program next week. We will get you on first. Sorry we didn't get to more text. Just a busy day. A lot going on. Congressman Kramer, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Scotty. Always a pleasure.
Congressman Kevin Kramer from the United States Capitol, Washington, D.C. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow from here.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just $4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.